Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Baltimore Orioles. Maybe they don't make you feel fantastic. Maybe they don't make you feel good right now. And it's hard to because they're 15-27, 12 games under 500, 9.5 games back of the New York Yankees. They've lost 3 in a row, 8 out of the last 10. Need I go on? Or do I just stop there?
It's okay.
Okay. If you were in charge, Ed, down there, how would you fix this team?
Honestly, I have no flipping idea since everything's going wrong, but I know I would do something radical because I learned from turning around organizations, you can't do it in small measures. It's got to be something big and painful. People, you know, will groan and they'll, you know, they'll bitch, but you got to do something that, you know, gets people's attention because this is not working. I don't know what the, solution, I don't know if it's the hitting coaches. I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's Brandon Hyde, if it's the lineups, you know, he's putting out, or it's just the hitting coaches, or there's something wrong. There's no leadership in the clubhouse. Something's up that I don't have, you know, access to. But I would make some pretty dramatic moves right now, and I've done that. If you ever watched, you looked at my history, I just shook places up.
Being in charge, I guess that means I'm the owner, right? So
yes.
The first thing I would do is call Mike Elias in. And I would say, Mike, you know where we are right now, and that's not what we expected to be. That's not what we expected to be. That's not where the rest of baseball expects us to be. What are you going to do to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the answer right now, but within a week, I need you to come up with something. What are we going to do to fix it? Not if, but what. That, to me, signals to Mike Elias that I expect to change somehow.
Yeah,
I'm the owner. I'm not running baseball. I have the right to be results oriented. What are you going to do, Mike, to shake this up? As the owner, I didn't get into baseball to make money, but I definitely didn't get in it to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I have a fan base that's getting loud. And I know enough about business and sports business to know when they get negatively loud, the next step, they get out.
Yeah.
I'm announcing to you right now that I'm not pleased with your product. As the owner, it's my job to say, okay, I hear you. Let me make some changes.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good point you make, because one thing I would do is I wouldn't, when I was at the very top, I wouldn't make the changes often. I mean, I'd make some changes at the
right
top, but I would bring people in and ask what the plan was.
Exactly, because you hired them to do that.
Yeah, I would do that. And if they couldn't come up with a plan or succeed after a certain amount of time, I'd find somebody else.
Yes.
And that's what I would do is like, you know, okay. And if they had a problem, if crime was spiking terribly, and obviously it does, you know, here and there. Okay. I just want to make sure they're aware of it, when it's happening, what it is, and what have you done, and what is the plan going forward? Like, what are you doing with the 4-12? When you turn them out today, what are you telling the 4-12 shift?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. And I would bring them in. What's the plan? Jeremy, what would you do? Look, if you're the king of the world.
Yeah, no, look, it's clear that something has to happen just to grab attention. And we've said this. What typically happens is you're usually, I mean, we saw the Rangers actually remove some players from the roster and DFA them. Say, hey, all right, your time here is done.
And they won 7 out of the last 10.
Yeah. And again, like,
and it's, 6 in a row.
It's the same. This is akin to getting a technical in a basketball game, trying to, you know, get your team charged up and say, hey, get your asses in line. And does it work? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I do think a hitting coach or 4 or 5, how many do they have now? 9? Was it? No.
I think it's 3.
But no, they have more hitting coaches than a lot of teams. I think somebody gets moved out or all of them get moved out. I don't think it's Hyde. I don't think it's Elias. But if this keeps going on, could it be Hyde? Of course it could be.
It's funny you say that about the technical foul, little personal situation. Once upon a time, I got a lot of them. So when I got one, they didn't move the meter. I was always getting technical fouls. Now I'm at the point in my career, I think I've gotten 1 in the last 4 years. And the one I got moved the meter. The Orioles on a team that makes a lot of changes at the top. They're not. By the top, I mean GM, manager, and the coaches right under the manager. They're not a team that historically makes a lot of changes, especially recently. So you might be right. One of those changes might shake things up because it's kind of unusual for them.
Ed, what's that? No, I got to ask Ed a question, Rob. Isn't it hard to get a technical when you're up 20 all the time? Like, what would you have to argue about?
Not
like, what
25.
Are you fighting for? Oh, I got it. Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. Sorry, Rob. I wanted to clear something up with Ed real quick and see what he thought.
Did Ed give you the right answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. But something has to be.
But you're right.
I don't know if you knew what the Texas Rangers were doing lately.
No, I knew they had been hitting, but it all. Corey Seager came back, but now he's gone again.
They won 6 in a row. They 7 out of 10 since they made those changes.
I told a story one time, and it's kind of like the John Wooden thing. Whenever he says, "Goodness gracious sakes alive, get the hell out of his way," because that means he's really upset. And it's such a silly thing because the guy didn't curse.
Yeah.
When I worked with Garceau, there was a day where Zeno came in and was talking loudly. It was the day that Dave Tremblay got fired. And Garceau was trying to listen to Masson because they interrupted our show. We were the home of the Orioles back then, interrupted Masson, and Zeno was talking loudly. And Garceau takes his headsets off and he goes, "Hey, I'm trying to listen to this right now. If you're going to talk, get out of here." And he just puts his headsets back on and goes, he never yelled at a human being ever. So when he did it, I was clutching my pearls. I almost cried for Zeno. Like, are you okay, buddy? Because like, he didn't yell at any. It came across. What you're saying is so true. Yeah. When someone, what is it, talk softly and carry a big stick? Is that the?
Is that, but that, this is more appropriate. This Japanese saying, even the sharpest sword blunts with overuse. If you scream at people all the time, it has no effect.
Yeah.
If you never do, it's like people, you get their attention.
But also the man that goes to sleep with the itchy butt wakes up with a stinky finger is also another Japanese saying.
You're an idiot.
Don't eat crackers at night. You'll wake up crummy in the morning.
Oh, you meant, I'm sorry.
I thought,
you want to chime in?
I didn't know where he was going with that. I didn't know. You know, because so, sometimes, you know, you.
Okay. Continue.
No. Like,
no. All right, Saltine. I got you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you were in charge right now, we're talking about like ultimately in charge, like the owners to the top, how would you fix these Baltimore Orioles? Because I think collectively we all agree that they need some fixing badly.
Yeah.
Let's take one before we go to the break. Let's go to Dave in Salisbury. What's up, Dave?
Come on, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of reports like on, you know, the website, social media about, you know, trying to trade Cedric Mullins, you know, and I get it. You know, he's a good part that we could trade, but at the same time, he's one of the few people that are actually going there and working hard and playing hard every day.
Yep.
Him and Gunnar Henderson, so I would think maybe we would try to keep him, you know. I mean, some of the guys obviously are, you know, giving up on the season. They threw in the white towel a long time ago, like the Atlee Rushmans and the Ryan Mountcastles. But you always see this guy hustle every day. Like yesterday, he made a great play in the outfield.
How about that play he almost made in the outfield, man? That was incredible.
I mean, and it's nice to see guys, you know, even when you're getting your ass kicked, you know, to you know, to come out there and play the game the right way and hard like him and Gunner, you know, it's two players that really love the game and, you know, really take the game seriously. And, you know, you need them on a team.
Dave, do you feel like they've lost love for the game, a lot of the guys?
I think a little bit of it is kind of like that. I mean, they get into a rut, you know. But at the same time, you know, people, I know everybody, I hear this, I see this on Facebook all the time or social media, one of the websites. And you said they're calling for Brandon Hyde to get canned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, Brandon Hyde has been a winner before in the past. Have they forgot he won like 101 games 2 years ago, 91 last year?
Wasn't expecting that.
I mean, is it really all his fault? Probably not. You know, I think it all comes down to maybe the general manager, Mike Elias. I mean, some of the trades he's moved have, you know, had been head-scratching to me. You know, I wouldn't have done them personally myself, but he's supposed to be a smart business guy. So, I don't know. You know, I think some of the trades have been
kind of loud. What about the officiating? What about the umpires?
I mean, yeah, they've had been somewhat bad this year. Of course, you can't blame them totally on the Orioles' failure this year. I think it all comes down to the front office. I really do. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody talking about, like, say, Brandon Hyde getting fired, you know, on social media. But, you know, he's done it in the past. You know, he's not like
on that Dave website. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so, socialmedia.com.
Dave's the best, man. I can't
believe
Don
King.
I can't believe you wouldn't.
You're trying to start fights over here.
Adley Russ Muffin.
Ron Flattery. Some of the greatest
hey,
ones.
How about the officiating? That has nothing to do with this conversation.
He was on a roll. Let him go. I think he's using the dice game too much. Come on, man.
Epstein's
mother.
That's
his only move.
It's Epstein's mother. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7:45 on the other side. I want to hear from you folks. If you were in charge, how would you fix these Orioles? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan. If you ruled the Orioles world, what would you do? 410-583-1057. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
All right. Doing well, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. If I'm running the Orioles, I'm Rubenstein, man. I'm pulling them to the side, Mike Elias. And, like, listen, man, what's the plan for the future next season and beyond? Because this season is a wash already, man. You got too many injuries and, you know, like that. But another thing is a lot of these players is not who we thought they were. Like, Mayo might not pan out. Rutschman ain't who we thought he might going to be, you know. And now I'm like,
I don't think you've given Mayo enough of an opportunity to know what he is.
I mean, that could be true. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just,
I'm not going to debate it with you. I think Adley is better, but it's hard for me to debate that. So I'm not really going after that one. But Mayo, I don't think he's had enough of an opportunity. I'll give you an example. Did you know Kyle Stowers would be this good?
No.
Yeah.
Not really?
Because it was nowhere for him to grow here. So, given right, a real right. opportunity to play every day, now you see what he is.
Hey, one more thing, right? When people say there wasn't no room for Kyle Stowers to play here,
right.
I mean, these baseball players, they're professionals. Can't they switch positions? We can find another.
You can't just switch positions.
You
got to
look at honestly what we had here. And when you talk about Kyle Stowers, look at what he did in the minor leagues. He was fine. He was a good player. And again, even with the home runs he's hit now, a lot of this has come in, what, a two-week span? I'm not saying they all count. We'll see what he does by the end of the year. But people did the same thing last year with Joey Ortiz, and here we are. Nobody's brought up his name this year. Let the trades play out and then kill the teams. Everybody's so smart, knows what's going to happen. Oh, that's a bad trade. I can't believe we gave up those two prospects for Eflin. That one worked out. The Trevor Rogers thing hasn't worked out. He looked terrible last year, and we haven't seen him pitch this year.
Someone just told me what they would do to change the Orioles for me to shave my beard.
Yeah.
Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Bill. Hey, other than having Luca Brasi give the lollygagger speech from Bull Durham, if that didn't work, I would send one of the hot rock stars down or trade him so that everybody knows that no one is sacred. And I would I'd fire the manager. But everybody needs to know there's a new sheriff. We're not putting up with this anymore. And it's an easy game. You catch the ball, you throw the ball.
Well, everything else you said, okay, I can deal with that. But easy game? No, dude, come on. Hall of Famers didn't get 30% get hits and less. And an easy game.
Yeah,
that's what it's not. It's not an easy game. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Bill. What's up, Bill?
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Liberty Town. But that's
oh, okay.
If I'm, if,
what are, what are
if
you, what are you, we in the shower?
Ownership. I mean, that guy cannot be happy. But if I'm making a change, I'm going straight to the hitting coaches because I don't see any adjustments. Yep. In the hitting, that's where I start.
That's interesting, Bill. So you're not worried about the GM. You're not worried about the manager. You're looking at the hitting coach.
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. And I said this earlier. Whether you like him or not, you've seen adjustments in Charlie Morton. We have. We've seen adjustments
we've seen adjustments in Dean. What is it? Two appearances from him that's been okay?
But you've seen adjustments though. I'm not saying he's off and running.
But is it an adjustment or a guy's just not hitting him? Like I don't know.
His arm slot changed. Well, you've seen adjustments in Dean Kramer.
Yeah.
You've seen adjustments in Cionel Perez. All the guys who weren't successful, you've seen adjustments in them. I don't know if I've seen that in the hitters. That's all I'm saying.
But again, we're assuming that it's adjustments, but like, what if they didn't change anything? I mean, this is the same stuff that the guys have been doing year after year. Sometimes, again, we've talked about it, guys that hit the ball hard right at somebody over and over again, are they doing anything wrong? Do they need to adjust? No.
Morton said he's made some adjustments.
I mean, he can say what he wants.
And even what's his name? Jeremy, I'm not saying the guy is now fixed. I'm saying you see adjustments. They may catch up with what he's doing right now.
But I don't have, again, the adjustment thing. You could sit here and tell me the guys are making adjustments. I don't see it. I don't see what you're, like, what's different from Dean Kramer from when he pitched in April? Because he's always had bad Aprils for whatever reason.
What is it? I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ben talked about it the other day. He's gone away from his curveball. He's not, the curveball used to be the out pitch or... Is it the other way around? It's a pitch that he stopped throwing.
That's
and Ben even highlighted that the other day.
He's, and again, that's fair. I didn't see that. I don't know. If that's the case, that's the case. But the point is, like, sometimes with baseball, you keep plugging away because it's the one sport where you could be doing everything right and still get everything wrong.
You know what was interesting I felt yesterday in Brandon High's pregame press conference? He was asked about exit velo.
Yeah, he said he didn't give a rat's ass about it.
He didn't care about that. You didn't care about exit velo. It's where you hit the ball. And I thought about that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, so if I'm a left-handed hitter and they're playing me to pull and I hit it hard into the defense, so basically maybe I should make an adjustment and hit it the opposite way, take a little velo off of it, but I'm hitting it where they're not. Right. I mean, not saying I totally agree with that philosophy because exit velo is important to me, but I see where he's coming from.
I get it.
Ellicott City, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
It's good, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Great topic, man. A couple things. I would kind of take the approach you were speaking about, Rob. If I was the owner, I would certainly be bringing my top people in, and we'd be having a talk. I think when you talk about Kyle Stowers and Mayo, I think Mayo got overcooked in AAA because we were winning and there was nowhere to put him. Now we're losing and it's like, where's he at? And that's a slippery slope. However, you know, trying to change this team for the better just completely took the dynamic that was winning away. And dudes aren't able to pick up the slack. And this is just a bad baseball team. I'm not sure exactly what I would do, but I might have to send y'all in there.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate it. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right.
Good. TGIF and PYT.
Thank you, sir. It's Friday now.
I would, if I was the helping with the team, I would pitch for the Orioles. All right. Have a
Nick on the road. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'll tell you what I would do. If I'm the owner, I would fire Mike Elias today.
For what?
Why though?
Okay, so let's think about this. He created two prospects.
Oh, God.
For pitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't negotiate anything in winter deals. He let Santander go and try to replace him with Tyler O'Neill.
Have you looked at how Santander's been doing?
Yep. Well,
so that doesn't matter?
All the time. He was the clubhouse leader.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know he's batting 187.
That doesn't matter. We lost the clubhouse leader.
187.
They were going to pay him $100 million to be that leader.
His on-base percentage is .266.
Jesus Christ. And it's the same thing with everybody keeps bringing up the Norby and Stowers thing over and over again. And I'm getting to the point where it's like, I want to see those guys do well. But the way that people are talking about it, I'm like, these guys are going to be superstars. How old is Stowers, by the way? When he got traded, was he a 26-year-old, 27-year-old prospect, or am I way off on that?
I don't know what Ed. I don't know what he has against Kyle Stowers.
He's 27 years old. I don't have anything against him.
What he has against
ageist?
It's the dumb things that people keep bringing up. Like
it drives you crazy.
He called Mike Elias and told him to trade him. That's what I heard. We're on the street. He called Mike Elias. Man, trade him. I don't like him. I don't like his blonde hair.
We have enough guys with blonde hair. We didn't need him.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.